I'm on live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 646-200-4444.
That's 646-200-4444.
For listeners only, dial 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Hello out there. We're very sorry. We had some technical difficulties tonight. I'm going to chime in. Poetic, she's on the line. Hold on 1 second, Poetic.
Baby, can you hear me?
Yes, honey, I can hear you.
Hello, everyone out there. We just would like to thank Justin Blackburn for being so understanding. We will have him, reschedule him to come to a later show. Unfortunately, we again had some issues with Blog Talk Radio, but nevertheless, we're going to pull through and go into our open mic segment.
Well, you know what, Michelle? There's not anybody in the room right now, so why don't you just hit us off with something? I know you need to calm your nerves because you had a rough night with this. So just hit us off with something that soothes us. Why don't you do that?
What I have, I do have a piece that I want to kick the night off with. And actually, it's called Butterflies. Just a little piece I wrote, quite lengthy, but here we go. It seems like a symphony of butterflies surrounds me. Every time I look at you, I'm lost and don't know what to do. Baby, I'm so in love with you. You give me butterflies, got me flying so high in the sky. I levitate and dwell under the galaxy's eye. You give me butterflies, I can't control the butterflies. It's like I'm smoking and buzzing off a natural high. From the I knew that we have this love thing that kind of makes you compose and make your heart sing. I never knew that butterflies could give love such a beautiful hue. All I know is, baby, I am so in love with you. You give me butterflies, got me flying and so high in the sky. I levitate and dwell in the under of the galaxy's eye. You give me butterflies. I can't control the butterflies. It's like I'm smoking and buzzing off a natural high. I can't control these butterflies. All I know is you and me are meant to be. Our harmonious love creates a beautiful symphony. Oh, I can't subdue it. But like glue, I must stick to it. It's the welcoming joy rids me of all void. You give me butterflies, got me flying so high in the sky. I levitate and I dwell under the galaxy's eye. You give me butterflies, I can't control the butterflies. It's like I'm smoking and buzzing off a natural high. Every time I try to explain the love you make me feel, it's a love I can't deny. It's surreal. I just can't control the way I feel. Oh, you give me something that I just can't deny. It's the real deal. I just can't control the way I feel because your love gives me butterflies. And that's that piece.
Well, that's pretty sweet. I like that. I wish we could have got Justin in for a minute. Maybe he can hear us. Maybe he stayed in a while. Maybe he can drop in. But, you know, there's always next week. So
absolutely.
Next week is a different week. Anyway, I got a piece I can read that I just wrote. And I'll read that while we're waiting for our fans and listeners to drop in. So I'm going to drop this one on you. It's called The Power of Love. And God knows love is power. The omnipotent power of love is so great, it's embedded in every life form God creates. We as humans have become so focused on sex, love is something we now consider highly complex. We incorporate sex in every avenue of our lives. We even put our bodies on public display. God has given us the greatest gift to mankind, thoroughly self-searching, and most still can't find, love, for we are the receptacle of its affection and the overseers of love's deception, sex, which over time has tried to supersede love's presence, but the power of love has an astounding essence. Love cannot be pushed around by Satan's aggression. Sex is just an overly advertised obsession. Love dwells. I'm sorry. Love dwells in the heart of every man, woman, and child. Love is joy, laughter, and a gracious smile. Love is a kind gesture that moves a heart, a smooth ending to a rocky start. Love is answered prayers and time shared. It's the feeling you get when you know someone cares. God has truly enriched our hearts with his blessings. When hearts are wounded, love is the most effective dressing. Have you ever tried to figure out why love is hard to comprehend? Because love was created in the minds of God and not in the minds of men. So let the love in your heart take control of your spirit and mind. This will allow you to find a new you that's kind. Love is the crying heart for our troubled times, from natural disasters to senseless hate crimes. Even the worst of mankind can't disregard the love they facilitate. Deep down inside the hate, love is working hard to segregate. We can't live in this world without the love God has given us. Just take a look around at all the chaos and turmoil, and you should recognize we need love. It's obvious. My prediction is love will one day conquer all hate, for love is power, and God's love is great.
All right, now, I enjoyed that.
Well, we need a little love.
Yes, God's love. It's nothing like God's love. That was definitely a powerful piece.
Yeah, thank you. Well,
I got another one for us. Do we got any callers yet?
Nah.
Well, I guess no. I'll pop it off with another piece called Truth Is.
We're on our own.
Huh?
We're on our own for tonight.
Okay, so, that's all right.
It's all right. We here.
Yeah, amen. This next piece is called Truth Is. I'm not perfect, but I know my worth. My brilliance shines from Mother Earth. I'm a sister with tunnel vision. I'm focused. My path is clear. I'm decisive. I know what I want to do. I got precision. No, I'm not bragging. I don't waste time. Have no time for lagging. Truth is, I have had successes and some endeavors I failed, but I push forward to do it. It's what makes me prevail. My drive is powerful than a locomotive. I push forward, moving straight ahead. I'm a thoroughbred. I don't come from money, wasn't made to go to church every Sunday, but my upbringing made me, and what other people think of me, I have no worries. The haters tried to stop me. They even mocked me, but now they flock to me because every fiery dot they threw at me, they realize ain't no stopping me. My truth is like kryptonite. It equips me for the fight. About me, let me stand in place and shine in the light. From A to Z, these are the characteristics and qualities that encompasses me. This is the scoop of my truth. It's my alphabet soup. I'm an admirable, business-minded, creative, devoted, exciting, funny, God-fearing, humane, innovative, jazzy, kinky, luminous, dramatic, noble, optimistic, poetic, qualitative, reflective, central, talented, unique, venerating, witty, X-rated, youthful, and zesty. But my mixture is stirred up in the loop. You cross me, visions of me will be haunting, and you will be the only one wanting. My visions and my dreams to you may be unforeseen. Here's the thing. I am the author of my life book. You thought my motivation you stripped away perhaps took. Truth is, there is one thing you overlooked. You've been disconnected and the phone is off the hook. Your visions of me not conquering my dreams have been dismantled, discombobulated. My foot pounds is a payment and your world I shook. And that's that piece.
All right. I guess I'm going to have to hit us off with another piece, too. Since we're on the love kick, I might as well stay on it. We need all the love we can get. This one is called Loaf of Love. Love is such a powerful attribute gifted by our Heavenly Father. Love shared a sacred institute. Everything primed in our heart is thought out in our minds and dissected part by part, exercised in everyday living, which is taken in by the love we're given. You look in her eyes and she in yours, then love takes over and you crave more and more. So I ask God to show me all about love. He blessed me with the ingredients of what love is made of. A cup of compassion and two cups of trust, a half a cup of patience, a dash of peace, a must. A listening ear and an opening heart, an addition so pure. Omit the jealousy and envy to help the love endure. God's contents of love and their preparation are gifted to you through spiritual dedication. Once you've sifted, stirred, mixed, tossed, and folded, and twist, and you add God into your daily lives, it will slowly start to rise. And when it's finished, all complete, it's true love, our destiny. God's gifts to us are peaceful and pure. No matter who we are, rich or poor, love is a gift we should all treasure. It's graceful, harmonious, and always our pleasure. And that's that piece.
Amen. Okay, I have another piece called It's a Comfort. My God, I bow down. Lift my hands and voice and exalt you. My thoughts are consumed with meditating on you. In restless nights, experiencing stage fright, scared to step up and perform my part, all because of the cares of this life. You pick me up, clothe me with an armor, give me a pep talk. My yoke is easy and my burdens are light, and I have already scripted your life. All you have to do is perform, because my plans for you are noble and great. So step up on the stage. I am your director, protector, anchor. Stick to your script, and in the end, you'll reap your reward, because I am your Lord. Wow, what are you to do when it's God pep-talking you? I guess all you can do is listen, perform the part, and know it is a comfort that even through all what life carries you through, God is your director, and he will help you perform your part successfully and all the way through. And that's that piece.
Wow, that was nice, too. Well, you know, I'm going to say a little prayer because you know something. Sometimes the devil gets at you in the worst ways, and it takes a whole lot out of you. But you know what? God is always watching what we do, and I thank God for watching over me and Poetic, because we actually didn't have to get on period tonight. But we're here.
Yeah.
You know, God made it possible for us to be here. And I'd like to thank God for helping us get to this place. And I'd like to thank God for the future and up-and-coming success of this radio show. So in saying all that, I'd just like to thank God in general for understanding and trusting and just being here for us. And thank you for letting us be able to get on the show at all tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, I'm not the churchiest guy, but I believe that God watches everything that we do, Michelle. And,
absolutely.
You know, we've had our problems tonight, but you know what? We're just going to look at it like it's another day and just go on, and we'll be fine. I'm going to do another piece that's called The Filler. I'm trying to find it here, but I'll find it in a second. Here it is. This piece is called The Filler. I open my door every day when I come home from work, drop my pants to the floor, and throw off my shirt. Take out my cell phone to keep with me. Can't afford to miss a call, being the lonely me. Pass my computer and tap the on switch, walking through the house without a stitch. Go to the bathroom and drain the main vein. Wash my hands as the suds run down the drain. Put on some music to relax my overworked mind. Pour me a glass of cognac or a glass of wine. Sit at my computer and check my email. Nothing to read, just a bunch of tall tales. I can't go on like this. I need a filler. Maybe a little drama or a tidbit of thriller. I need to hear a sweet voice say to me, I love you, baby. Dinner is ready. Someone to talk to kiss when I arrive. Someone to make me know that I'm alive inside. A soft body to caress and touch. A woman to hold when I need to clutch. To watch a movie with, to snuggle together. To hold on to for life, to love forever. A woman to fill the void in my space. A beautiful lady filled with elegance and grace. To fill my life with joy, I want to be happy again. I don't want to end up lonely by myself in the end. So I ask God to send her my way or to send a sign. I need a good, strong woman to keep a bad boy in line. I want a thunder to roar when she enters my domain. I want my filler to have a heart, a soul, and a brain. So fill my life, buttercup, with happiness and pleasure. The filler of my heart will be impossible to measure.
Oh my God. You'll make a person fall in love with that piece. That was beautiful.
And we have a caller on the line. 678 678, let me click in. Go ahead, 678.
Yeah, this the last poet. Alias Brunt. And I wanted to call in. Calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, what you gonna do for us tonight, caller?
Well, I got a little something I could read. I mean, I call it a hot summer's night. Y'all ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's called A Hot Summer's Night. Beauty distilled on a hot summer's night. Love drips in the humid air. Shadows reflect in the moonlight. Calmness prevails on this windless night. But heat burns like passion with no end in sight. And the thought of water soothes the moment. Shadows reflect in the moonlight. Calmness prevails on this windless night. As the body melts to liquid for a feeling of relief. Is this the promise of somewhere lost in the nothing of nowhere? A heart plays. Oh, man, I can't even. A heart plays. I can't even finish reading.
You doing all right, man?
You're doing great.
I know I okay. And the thought of water soothes the moment as the body melts the liquid for a feeling of relief. Is this promise of somewhere lost in the nothingness of nowhere? A heart plays its meaningful part as the humidity comes to a boil. The desert of feelings is a heart often becomes, and in the name of love, as it is often done. Through sweat and tears, happiness and pain delivered into the loneliness on a hot summer's night. That's it.
All right,
hey,
man. What's your name, bro? 678, what's your name, man?
Brent.
All right, Brent, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you for coming on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Brent.
Okay there, Michelle.
Have a good one. I enjoyed the
You too.
Make sure you come back and visit us again, man. We're on every Thursday night from 9 to 10.
I will.
Okay. Have a pleasant evening.
You too, man.
You too.
All right. Brent came and did his thing.
Yes. He's from Meet the Authors.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do a little short one. I'm going to do a little short one before we close. It's called Days Gone By. It's very short. Days gone by, I hold a precious gift in my soul so high. This gift called expression alleviates all my depression. Through my heart and deep in my soul, my inner strength plays its role. Through my heart, that's my mind, that processed pen, then paper. Through your eyes, through the mist of your mind, days gone by. Like I said, it's short and sweet.
Oh, that was lovely. I think we got a little more time for one more.
Yeah, go ahead. You do your thing.
This one's called Perfect Peace. I sought after perfect peace, losing more than 24 hours sleep, tossing and turning, undiscerning of the thief that robbed me of my mental stabilization. All I wanted was to escape to my peaceful place. Unconsciousness with mental stimulation lying dormant between life and death, guaranteed to awake at the appointed time just before the peak of dawn, hoping to find some mental circulation that lead to perfect peace, helping me to peacefully confront the obstacles that will come to bully me into wallowing into the despair of a tedious day. I can't allow myself to be overtaken by the cares of this life, so I must trust in the Almighty to lead me to a place of mental completeness. I seek to be awarded the reward of partaking in God's peace. With rigorous and repetitive meditation in the mind, I anticipate the experience and the ambience of perfect peace. I want to make music with the instruments of the earth, enlisting an army of brisk, breezy willow trees, flapping their leaves in sync with the flow of fresh water, brushing the mound of the rocks, harmonizing with other elements of the earth, like a chorus singing in a whispering melodic tone, with harps and flats of the ivory keys playing along to intensify the illumination of perfect peace that floods the cells of my brain, keeping me sane, manifesting the greatest level of inner peace, granted to the believing man and held secret and sacred to the unbelieving, and those that can't understand that it is God that gives perfect peace. To believers to mentally function and cope with the burdens of life, it is all in the meditation of the mind, keeping the mental peace confined. And that's that peace.
Okay, that was hot. I like that. Well, Michelle, Miss Poetic E and Stevie G is about to shut things down for the night. We apologize for the technical difficulties and getting on late, but that's how things work sometimes, and I hope you can forgive us and come back again the next time. So we'll be on again, 9 o'clock to 25, Thursday night, every Thursday.
Peace.
Yeah. Michelle?
Yes.
Were you trying to say something?
I just said peace to everybody.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Like Michelle said, peace, love. And we'll catch you next time. Good night.
Good night.